We're recording answers to prompts for episode 2, the war between wanting help and pushing it away. So, first question, what goes through your mind when someone tries to help you? I actually have a few answers for this. Mainly because I have had depression for over 40 years and consider myself a functional depressive, meaning my seasons of depression can come and go. However, this is the longest period I've ever experienced in my 40 years. That being said, I, with 40 years of experience, when somebody tries to help me, my first assumption is they have no idea what they're talking about, because I've been doing this a long time. And how the hell could they know anything compared to what I know experientially, right? That being said, I do easily open up to therapists and professionals within the mental health industry now, after I've lived with this long enough. I can speak their language to a certain degree, but I am definitely no therapist. So, yeah, when somebody tries to help me, I naturally assume they don't know what they're talking about. However, I am very curious to know what their level of understanding is, because it helps me then relate to them. Maybe adjust. If I'm masking, I'll adjust my mask, that kind of thing. And when people tried to help me early on, it was denial. I acted from a place of denial, and I masked, and I was like, no, nothing's wrong with me. Everything's cool. You know, and just sort of pushed it away, or pushed it down, stuffed it away. Next question. Why do you sometimes resist help even when you want it? Okay, this is a very interesting question. Personally, I resist help even when I want it, because there is a part of me, of my depressed self, that wants me to suffer badly. Badly. It wants me to continue to suffer. So it will encourage and promote the idea of resisting help, even though there's another part of me that just wants it to end and would take that help. Yeah. And then the other thing is, resisting help when you want it is, you may not feel comfortable opening up to the person who's offering you that help. You may not trust them. You may not know them from, you know, anybody on the street. So that would be a good reason you would not, or rather you would resist help, even though you want it. It takes a lot for somebody who feels depression to open up to others, as is duly noted in history, where people closest to them would have no idea when somebody would suddenly commit suicide. They'd say, I had no idea they were suffering that way. So you sometimes resist help even when you want it, because you may have a part of you that wants you to suffer. It may be because you don't know the person who's offering the suffering, so it's an issue of trust. And this also, this question also reinforces the thing I've shared before, which is depression has a wide variety of ways it manifests in people. So symptoms of one person and how intense they are and what combination they are could be entirely different from someone else's version of depression. You know, the ingredients of the recipe can be different. However, the resulting mental health space you're in is depression and just feeling incredibly awful about yourself. Next question. How does depression trick you into believing you have to handle it alone? That is a good question. Handling it alone, the depression will convince you that nobody can help you. Nobody will understand you. So it wants to isolate you and keep you away from help. Because again, it's in a way the depression wants to keep itself alive. It's very much in service of itself. That's the best way I can kind of describe it. It wants to keep driving the bus or running the show. Those are the metaphors I can use. It wants to be in control. And so when it, you know, the depression is strong, it will totally convince you that you don't need anybody's help. Or, like I said in the previous question, if it's as powerful as mine has been or can get, it will convince you that I need to handle it alone because I have to suffer. I'm a bad person, and I need to suffer more. And knowing when that day will end, the suffering, you don't know. It's sort of looks and feels like infinity. Yeah. Next question. What would you say to someone who doesn't understand why you push them away? It could be a trust issue. It could be, but you know, if it's family, I would, and it's somebody you already had a good trusting relationship with, it's not trust. It would be more based in shame. You're so ashamed of your depression that you can't bear opening up even to the closest people in your life. You're so ashamed of feeling that way. And again, that from my own experience, I'm confused as whether if that might be inherent in depression in and of itself, or if it's something that is culturally or societally put into your brain. You're conditioned to feel an incredible amount of shame for being depressed or having any kind of mental illness because you're not, quote unquote, one of us, the neurotypicals of the world. And that's a really good question. And for people that have loved ones that are depressed and don't understand why, they might push not only their family and friends away, but also push away doctors or any kind of help. It could be that it's shame-based. They just feel so awful, and there's so much shame in feeling that way and owning up to it or exposing yourself to others that way is too scary. And like I mentioned before, the depression wants to control what's going on. So it will convince you to isolate yourself self-isolate. And that isolation can come in many forms. You could have somebody sitting there right in front of you, but they don't talk, they don't open up, they're just kind of a zombie, right? And then there's other people that'll go sit in the room, lay in bed with the covers over their head, and that kind of isolation. Some people will talk, but they may say very little, and what they do say goes nowhere near their own feelings or emotions. So, hugely shame-driven from my own personal experience. I think that's it for this paradox of wanting help and pushing it away. And the last metaphor I'll share with you is the idea of the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on the other. The devil is just cheering on the suffering, right? He, the little devil's pushing all that help away. And the little angel is just suffering and wanting that help so badly. Yeah. Think that'll do it. You got a good 10 minutes of me.